KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's still 20 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy in the morning here with flurries possible and partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, the Creston Police Department reports four recent arrests. 31-year-old Courtney White and 46-year-old Joy Lynn Mazina, both of Creston, were arrested at their separate residences on Union County warrants for probation violation. Both were being held in the Ringgold County Jail, where White's bond was set at $1,000, and Mazina was being held without bond. 53-year-old Scott Allen Gilbert of Hawthorne, California, was arrested at a residence in Creston on a charge of disorderly conduct. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And 21-year-old Garrett Lloyd Stalkup of Prescott was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Well, secondary roads in the listening area here are still partially covered with a mixture of snow and ice. The main thoroughfares, including the I-80 artery, is clear of any precipitation for the most part on seasonal driving conditions, as is I-29. Get a little further north, up around the Highway 30 corridor, between that and Interstate 29, that's completely covered with a mixture of snow, sleet, and rain, and they're still working to clear those off, so do give yourself plenty of extra travel time. There was also an accident on I-80 eastbound this morning, and that was between the Greenfield exit or Highway 25 and Menlo. That was blocking the left lane, so again, expect some delays if you're heading through that area, or at least drive with caution. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports Mulberry Loop in Shelby County is currently closed for a bridge replacement with low water crossing. The bridge is in the 800 block of Mulberry Loop in Fairview Township, Section 23. The bridge has been removed and will be replaced with a low water crossing. Work will continue as weather conditions permit. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday reviewed the renewal rates for the county's full-funded health insurance program. Auditor Dale Sunderman said the rates will go into effect July 1st of next year. The county's planned base rate has an increased 11.61%. The county also buys down the full-funded plan deductibles and out-of-pocket to lower the deductible and out-of-pocket amount using a third-party administrator, or TPA. The board decided to offer flexible spending accounts between January 1st, 2018, using the same TPA. The board proposed increasing the employee contribution towards the premium by $30 per month. And the Adair County Compensation Board met on December 12th and submitted its recommendations for compensation of the county's elected officers for the fiscal year beginning July 1st. The recommended annual compensation schedule was auditor, recorder, and treasurer $60,000, sheriff $79,000, full-time county attorney $100,000, and each supervisor $30,000. Now, the Board of Supervisors will officially receive and act upon the recommendations at a public hearing on the county budget in March of 2018. At the hearing, the recommendations are reviewed and the board determines whether or not to reduce the recommended increase and determine a final compensation schedule, which will not exceed those recommendations. A new monthly survey of bankers suggests the economy remains weak on rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but it improved slightly. The overall economic index for the region grew to 47.8 in December, from 44.7 in November, but any score below 50 suggests a shrinking economy in the months ahead. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says low commodity prices and concerns about trade continue to weigh in on the economy in the rural areas. Elsewhere in state news, a Delhi city clerk has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to stealing more than $100,000 from the eastern Iowa city. U.S. District Court Judge Linda Reed on Wednesday sentenced former Delhi city clerk Angela Billings of Anamosa to 15 months in prison and ordered her to pay $133,915 in restitution to the city of Delhi. Billings had acknowledged stealing more than $100,000 from the city by using its credit card for personal expenses and adjusting her own utility bill, but that's occurred between 2007 and 2015. Delhi is a city of about 500 people located 25 miles west of Dubuque. A state audit says that a University of Iowa professor misused nearly $100,000 on hosting unauthorized conferences between 2011 and 2017. State Auditor Mary Mosman said Thursday that physics professor Michael Flatty improperly used his university procurement card to pay for $47,203 in expenses for three conferences. He also collected more than $44,100 in registration fees and used most of that for the conferences. The University of Iowa says it identified Flatty's unauthorized transactions in November of 2016 and requested the state audit. University officials are reviewing potential disciplinary action. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has announced a date for early next year for a special election to fill a state House seat. Reynolds said in a press release on Thursday that the election for House District 6 will be held January 16th. District 6 covers Woodbury County in northwest Iowa. The state became vacant after Representative Jim Carlin, a Sioux City Republican, was elected to the Senate in a special election held earlier this month. The winner of the upcoming special election will serve Carlin's remaining time in the House. He was in the middle of a two-year term. The outcome of the recent Senate election and the upcoming House race will not impact Republican majorities in the Iowa legislature. All seats in the House and half in the Senate have elections in 2018. A study by University of Iowa researchers finds accidents between passenger and farm vehicles end up being a lot worse when alcohol is involved. Lead investigator Carrie Harland says it shows another reason to lay off alcohol while you're driving.
The proportion is pretty small, so just 3% of all the crashes had a driver that was alcohol impaired. But when those crashes did occur, so there's only 61 of those, but over 75% of the crashes that had alcohol impairment resulted in an injury or fatality.
And she says the non-farmers ended off worse than the farmers.
In our study, the person who's more likely to be injured, and this is what previous studies have found, is the person who's in, like, the passenger car.
Harlan says the drivers of other vehicles already were at a disadvantage.
Well, I think in general, in collisions between motor vehicles and farm equipment, there's more likely to be injuries and fatalities just because of the size differential between a car and, you know, a tractor or a combine, things of that sort.
Harlan says the study shows another reason why you need to be alert to farm machinery and why you should never drink and drive.
And previous study that's been done by some colleagues is, you know, even for those who are impaired, it's hard to judge just how slow some of these equipment are moving on the highway, right? And if there's not a shoulder and you try to pass them, and, you know, there's just, especially in rural areas, it can get very complicated even for the unimpaired drivers.
The study found a greater percentage of the alcohol-impaired crashes occurred at night and on weekends, which she says not surprisingly coincides with the main times that farmers are moving their equipment. It's a busy time of year for everyone, especially the medical experts working the phones at the Iowa Statewide Poison Control Center. Registered nurse Joan McVoy says the number of accidental poisonings involving children typically rise during the holiday season.
When you do have your holiday visitors come in, make sure that they're storing their medications up, out of reach, out of sight, so small children don't get into them, teenagers don't get into them, but that's the thing that we get most of our calls on is going to be medications.
Another potential problem this time of year are those tiny button-sized disc batteries.
Find them in remotes, the Christmas greeting cards that play music, watches, toys, games. And amazingly, even though we keep talking about this every year, last year over 2,000 kids swallowed disc batteries, and that was a 14% increase nationally.
There will be celebrating the season with alcohol in many Iowa households, especially for New Year's Eve, which can also pose a threat.
After the parties, what happens a lot of times we get calls here is that the parents are tired at the end of the evening, they just go to bed, and when the kids come down in the morning, they're hungry and they're looking at all the empty drink glasses that are sitting around, and so they'll get into the drinks, and then we get a call from a parent.
Should you need to make a call to the Sioux City-based poison control hotline, it's staffed around the clock. That number is 800-222-1222. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.